For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing great today. Hope you woke up excited about your life, excited about God. I pray that. But look, I want to get right to the teaching because we made some announcements yesterday. Keep going to the website to register for our daytime Christmas meeting, December the 13th, Chateau Country Club. These are always just the best times. And also, my brethren, we have plans inside our bellies, as we used to say, to expand the ministry and to upgrade in many areas. And in order to do that, we will need new partners. We have phenomenal partners already. Some have been with us since the beginning. But after 10 years of laying the groundwork and getting our pilings in deep, as they say, here, especially in Southeast Louisiana, we would like to now build further and build on top of what God has already done. But we will need new partners to do that. So if we've been a blessing to you, we're designating the month of November as new partner month. Or if maybe you've been a partner and you haven't given in a while and you would like to rejoin, please do that. Go to the partnership menu button on the website, anadonahueministries.com, and it'll tell you what's going on. But we would honor it. But I want to talk this week on persistence in prayer. Have you been praying and it just seems like forever? And, you just keep sensing, I can't give up on this. Well, there's a reason for that. And I want to give you three reasons of why perhaps you keep sensing that thing on the inside. I don't want to stop, but man, I'm getting a little tired of believing. I know it happens to all of us, but let me encourage you in some of this. Let's look to Matthew 7. We're in the Sermon on the Mount. Verses 7 through 12. Ask, this is Jesus talking. Isn't that neat to know? This is Jesus talking. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And it's interesting, this next part. Well, which one of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you'll give him a snake? Well, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything you do, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. He's putting that extra part in there. Because at times when we are tarrying, asking, we can have a tendency to say, come on, God, where are you? And get upset. Have you ever done that? And he's saying, hey, look. If your earthly dads are deemed good on the earth and they give you good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father, who doesn't even have 1 ounce of sin in him, give you good things? You follow that? But there's something that gets lost in the translation of just ask, seek, knock. This is critical. This means you keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, because your perseverance is revealing a lot about you. And this is what God's looking at as you pray. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.